look at it.
Oh, now that's sweet. That would work.
Mm-hmm.
A little battery operated. That's nice. I like it. Ba 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 da ba da ba 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 ba. Do 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 do. Da 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 da. All right. That's Monday. It's been a nice Monday.
It's a nice Monday.
Has been a real nice Monday.
It's been real, real good. Real, real good.
Everyone knows we're here now.
Okay.
The whole world is aware. Most people don't like Mondays, but...
I know. Getting Monday has a bad rap.
I don't think that's fair.
Me either. It shouldn't be that way.
Because Monday is like the reset week. You can set the tone for your whole week right now.
That is true. That is very, very true. Be intentional, right?
Yeah.
That's what you should do, is be intentional. Man.
We'd love for it if you're joining the show to share it on your social media page. That way just more and more people can find out and know all about what we're doing here.
Right.
Because everyone needs to know, because today we're hitting some hard topics.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, today it's a hard-hitting show today. This is not going to be one of those little kiddie shows. There's no Mr. Rogers going on. No, we're no Muppet talk today. We're not.
Well, why'd you even bring it up? Now it's in my head.
Because this show is a grown-up show today. We just want everyone to be forewarned that we are going to have after some hard-hitting stuff, okay?
Okay.
I think it's only fair that we warn everybody.
Well.
I've shared it. I've made it clear that we are going downtown. So if you're joining the show, please share this. Hashtag follow the swallow. Share this show on your social media.
Okay.
Twitter, Schmitter.
Are you in?
Pitter, patter, potter. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm there. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for an official intro?
I think so.
This is going to be a good week.
Yeah.
Here we go. You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. That's us. It's you and me.
That's us, baby. That's us.
We're here.
Again.
On a beautiful Monday.
Monday.
Wait for it. Woo!
Oh my God.
That's my favorite part right there. Absolutely love it. Shoes. Because the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Yes, we are here. The swallows are here. Bop, bop, the swallows are here. Let's just make a transition.
Beautiful Monday.
This is what Monday should feel like, people. We're doing it. You want to shake those hips around. Do a little wiggle, wiggle. You're doing it. Wherever you're listening right now. This is real nice.
Makes you want to move. Just a little shimmy.
It does give you a little shimmy. A little shimmy in your shim sham.
It makes you walk like you got a secret that nobody knows.
Oh, yeah. I got something going on.
Giggle, giggle,
you don't know what I got going on.
That's
what this song says.
Always smile mischievously.
Woo, watch up.
Make people wonder what you're up to.
It makes me want to lift my shoulders up to close to my ears and go... Do my finger guns.
I love it. Yeah, it's going to be a good week.
Oof. It does. Kind of like I'm sneaking up on an unexpecting lady. Ooh, sneak up, ma.
Gonna get her.
On my tippy toes.
Gonna
honk,
get
honk.
Her. Honk, honk.
That is exactly right, yeah. It's going to be a good week, which is unfortunate that we have to start off with the topic of today's podcast.
Oh.
And I think we should, we'll get right into it. I mean, people are going to come in and out. But, hey, how's it going? What's up, Denny? What's up, me? It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Who steals a dog? Why would you take a puppy?
A puppy.
All right, you see the headline, you see the title of today's podcast, Who in the Fuck Takes a Puppy from a Canadian Cowboy? So here in Denver, we've got the stock show going on. We'll get to that as well, because I'm going to be doing some more stuff there. But what that means, you've got cowboys, presenters, you've got hard-working guys that are probably working on ranches or who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're training their butts off to come here and compete to try and make it on the rodeo circuit and
mm-hmm.
get the giant belt buckle.
Right.
I mean, that's the prize.
Right. Get their the trophy. Own,
they don't get paid to do this.
No.
They're not. They're, if they're sponsored, I'm sure it's nickels and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cowboy is from Canada, and yet isn't it, we're going to just call him Cowboy Canada Cowboy because I forget his name, and I didn't look it up. He's in Colorado, and he needs to stop and clean his sheets because he's living in a camper, so his sheets are dirty, which you can imagine he's doing cowboy stuff all day at the stock show. Your sheets probably get kind of icky,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little grainy.
Whatever.
So he's trying to wash his sheets while he's in the laundromat. For just 1 minute, somehow the people that were there with him, the dog snuck away. And in that 1 minute, someone picks the dog up with a collar.
Not just someone, a woman.
A woman. A lady.
Yeah.
I don't know the age of this said lady. Picks up the dog and just runs off, scurries off with it's like 15 weeks or some shit.
Yeah, 15-week-old puppy.
Just scurries off with this dog. Oh, and he was training it to be his cattle dog. That's right.
Yep.
And his name was Cattle Dog.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
What has happened?
I don't know. And what happened to the Good Samaritan that finds the dog and then maybe walks around and is like, hey, is this your puppy? Hey, anybody, is this your puppy? Hey,
totally.
Is this your puppy?
Yeah.
Instead of just picking it up and being like, whoop, see ya.
The dog was wearing tags, so there's a possibility.
There's a phone number.
That there was a phone number on the tag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's
suckier, even suckier, you're here to compete. He's in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's competing in the rodeo. And now you have this unnecessary stress of where's my dog?
You're missing your dog.
Yep. You're not focused now on all the money you've spent to come out here.
Nope.
All the training you've done to get ready for this event.
Right. No, it's shot.
Out the window. Because now all you're thinking about is where's my baby?
You're so distracted.
Yep, absolutely.
It must be so horribly distracting.
Yep.
Because, you know, gosh. You know, your people are with their pets. Just imagine right now, your dog, someone nabbed it right there in the parking lot.
Yep. I think it's crazy. I hope they find the dog. I hope she doesn't sell the dog.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Some people said that they saw a woman. That's how they know what happened is some bystanders saw a woman scoop up the puppy and scurry off with it. But, you know, I guess if you're just looking.
They talked to her. She said she was taking it to the pound.
Oh, okay.
They talked to her.
So they did confront her.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I wasn't sure how.
Yes.
That was a little convoluted in the way the story was presented. So the bystanders did talk to the woman,
yes.
and she said,
I'm going to take it to the pound.
I'm going to take it to the pound.
Canadian cowboy called the pound.
Right.
Both pounds out by where this happened, out in Westminster, and no puppy.
No puppy.
Mm-mm.
I would check Craigslist.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't check Craigslist in Denver. I would check it out of the state, Nebraska, Wyoming.
I would ask that
Colorado
business
Springs.
There, that business park, because you know there's probably cameras in the
parking I'm sure.
lot to review the footage and look for the license plate of the car of the woman.
Well, I know the news agencies are on it,
mm-hmm.
and so they'll get the cops to get that footage because in a way, I mean, that's theft.
Yeah.
It's full
honest
theft.
But this has been a trend.
Well,
there has been puppies being stolen all over the state.
I remember
of Colorado.
A Ring camera recently, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I saw
dude
that
walked right
on
up
the news.
To the yard, picked the dog up out of the yard.
Right
and
over the
away.
Fence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Doberman Pinscher.
Yep. That
was
us.
Dobie.
When I was kid.
You?
Yeah, my family. We had a toy poodle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this
my
beautiful
gosh.
Little toy poodle, and it was in the backyard, and then it was gone.
No way.
And someone came and took it over the fence, the back fence, because we had an alley in Inglewood.
Oh, man. See, that's lame.
It's lame.
Oh, but that destroys the family, especially kids are crying,
absolutely.
I bet. Oh, you girls are just weeping. Oh, little poodle.
Yep. And the worst part is like when it happens like that, when it happens at your house, in your yard, that means they're stalking you.
Oh, they were
that
watching
means
the dog?
They're watching you.
You don't think
so
it was just some random kid walking down the alley? Hey, little
just
puppy.
Just like the one on
snag.
The ring camera? I don't think so.
Yeah, because I remember that story now. He walked up, left, came back.
Yep.
And I bet he went and got something to attract the dog to him.
Yep.
Oh, which makes it even worse.
Yep.
You baited the dog.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's horrible. People, I don't know. That's what make the bigger question here
that,
is
that, right.
What has happened
what is
to
happening?
Humanity?
What's going on? I put it right there in the thing. What has happened to common decency, kindness, caring for others, and just not being an asshole?
Yep.
And when I put that last part on there, that was for that lady who deliberately would not let me over in my merge lane when it was clearly my turn.
Yep.
Just to be an asshole.
Yep.
Old
and then
lady.
Flipped you off.
And then flipped me off because I gave her a little toot with my car horn that sounds like a frog taking a fart. I was so upset at that woman. I was so mad. I mean, come on, people. The lane ends. One car goes, the next car goes. It's called getting in fucking line.
Right, merging.
Jesus.
But that was the sign on the highway, too. Let people over, you know? Like, this is not your birth-given lane here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let people merge.
Let people merge. And that's all you got to do is just, I'm going to go just as fast as you are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to slow you down. All you got to do is just pick your foot up off the gas pedal.
Well,
I will slide in.
About the where this happened, the turn that this happened on.
Yeah.
Most people drive that way every day.
Every day.
And that lady lived, I mean, she turned right
well,
into the neighborhood.
Well, we know where she lives.
That's right. And so it's like, why, you know how this lane works.
Yeah,
like,
you know how
this turn works.
Makes me think that that's how she operates in that turn every single time that she's there. She does not let people over. I better never catch that bitch in that outside lane.
There's no way she's getting over.
She ain't never getting over. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That didn't seem like it was kind. We're being kind here. We're doing the
video of that lady. I'm telling you, motherfucker.
Oh,
you
I
need
should
Jesus.
Find that. I should find
it's
that.
It's all over Facebook today.
Yeah, kindness. Yeah, exactly. What's up, Jack Johnson? I'm glad you're here with us. I hope you stuck around. You're going to really have a good time. Classy little cupcake is right. It's called a zipper merge. Get those babies in one after the other.
Man. And
that's
if you
how
do
it goes.
It doesn't slow down.
It can be.
It just goes.
Quite efficient.
Yeah, man.
When it's done with cooperation of everyone.
Yeah.
You got to cooperate. You got to be willing to cooperate with your fellow driver, which is what you should be doing anyway.
Right. Everyone out there.
That whole lady, she ticked me off. I've been holding a grudge. I know.
Well, you should let it go.
I'm letting it go. Very slowly.
Doesn't sound like it. That was funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people, they're something these days.
The world is a vampire, I believe, is what Smashing Pumpkins said.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I haven't
heard.
The
world is a vampire.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't really listen to Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. there's just been a lot of stuff going on in the news where people are blatantly being mean to each other or being rude, just not being decent humans.
Yeah.
And these puppy stories are one example. I mean, the worst example, obviously, is the freaking porch pirate epidemic.
Yeah.
How that's an epidemic.
Yeah, it is.
Which is insane. You used to be able to have a front porch decorations and now I'm afraid to leave pillows on the front porch chairs.
Absolutely. Or
you know
a wind chime out front or
pumpkins.
Like that.
Yeah, the wind chimes. I don't want to put that really expensive long ass wind chime out front.
No, that goes in the back.
You know what I mean? But
you know, the thing is too, like, whatever happened to, like, love your neighbor?
Love your who?
Your neighbor.
Yeah, your what? Do what to them?
Love them.
Hate your neighbor?
No, I mean, that's it. It's like, you know, love your neighbor. We're blessed because we know all our neighbors.
Yeah.
And so we're always, and we, a lot of us in our neighbors work from home, in our home. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's interesting. It's like, man, I don't know. Stuff comes next door, you just pick it up, and that way no one takes it, you know? And you send a message, hey, your package is in my garage.
Right.
You know, that's just it. It's like,
right.
Love your neighbor.
Well, one time we had a previous landlord who had his trailer on the side of the house, mm-hmm. and he showed up to pick it up, and the guy across the street didn't recognize the vehicle.
Right.
And went out there and stopped him, was like, what the hell you think you're doing over there, getting in that fence and all that? Yep. He's like, oh, this is my stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I recognize you now. You got a new truck. Oh, that's my new truck. Whatever, you know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Like, pay attention to your neighbors. But a lot of people don't know their neighbors. Marlon said he lived next door to a person in his duplex for a year and a half or 2 years.
Didn't know.
And had never even spoken to them more than one or two words.
Yeah, that's
before
crazy.
Our Halloween party.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then we invite the neighborhood to our parties. Because, you know, we exchanged baked goods with our neighbors around here over the Christmas time. But I just don't think a lot of people know their neighbors.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
And I guess a lot of people nowadays are just doing shady things. And that's why you don't talk to people. And there's no social skills anymore. With all the internet and all the stuff, there's no social skills.
You text your neighbor.
Yeah.
If anything.
No, well, you don't even
talk to
them at all.
The only way we know our neighbors is I can look up their name on Nextdoor
app.
And I know who they are.
That's creepy.
But that doesn't tell me anything about if I see someone across the street. If I saw a package on one of our neighbors, you know, because I'm Mrs. Busybody as it is. I'm always looking out the window.
Like right, right.
Little Miss Kravitz or whatever.
Right.
If I saw a package over there on our neighbor's front yard, or especially on our duplex neighbor, and then it sat there for a while, and then I looked over and someone else was going up to the... There was no way those people would get away.
No way.
I would run out there barefoot with phone running, and I would... There's no way that I would let them get away. I would throw snowballs at them. I'd throw a rock at them. I don't know that I would do that, but I would get them.
When, who was it, Marlon or the kids put the snow penis on the back of Ariel's car?
Yep.
And the lady slowed down to take a picture of it
out there.
I freaking ran right out to the street. Can I help you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you taking pictures of my house for?
Why are you slowing down for? And she's like, oh my God, someone made that penis. That's all. I'm sorry. And we're like, no, I thought you wanted to buy that car because it's for sale. I covered it. I covered you. I covered for you. She's not kind of big. She's not aggressive. She's nice.
I'm just protecting my neighborhood.
Oh my God. Brad's at Disneyland. Unfortunately, since he's gotten to Disneyland, his motto has become fuck people.
Oh, I bet.
So, but
I bet, especially at Disneyland. I bet they're assholes.
Yeah, anyways, I'm out. Oh, my God. I can't believe you popped in just to tell us that.
I love it.
Thank you very much
for
Brad. Contributing to this happy, fun, kindness show.
On Monday.
Yeah, on Monday's kindness show. Call in on shitty Thursday or Friday. Have fun with the kids.
Absolutely.
That's
have
cool.
Fun.
Disneyland. So I saw a job today at Disneyland Parks for audio, for like production. They must do a lot of production stuff there in the park.
Oh, yeah. They
Yeah, like
they do.
I don't know if it's announcements or entertainment or play
and I think
music
they have screens
or what.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it was some stuff like that. And I thought, whoa.
Whoa.
No, thank you. Coordinate characters. And I was like, I need Minnie over on Parkside C. Please, Parkside C, Minnie. Does anyone see Minnie? Hey, where's Goofy? Goofy, get over there. You're missing a shoe.
That's funny.
That would be weird. That'd be like a tow truck dispatch.
Right.
Yep, only you dispatch characters from the Disneyland world. The Disney world. I did that little study on Facebook where it's like, what Disney character are you?
Oh
no,
did?
It was Instagram, like the filter thing, and it said I was Goofy.
You're such a girl.
I didn't share it. Why?
I didn't even do that. You're funny.
Well, what? It's my job to know about these things.
I know.
This is my part of the job is to be the girl, I guess, of this show. It's for me to know about the Instagram filters and check them out and to do the surveys on Facebook to see, you know, what princess I might be if I lived in a Disney world.
Which one do you think it would be?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that one. Snow White.
Snow White?
Yeah. I'm Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah, because I have an affinity for dwarfs. I like little people. I do. I don't know any, but if you're out there, come on over. I want to make friends.
Yeah, come on over.
No, I don't know.
You're funny.
I don't know who I would be. I didn't actually take the princess test.
Yeah, I think you probably did.
Okay, I did, and it was said Fiona.
That's funny.
That was funny. I just made that up.
Cracked yourself up.
Anyways, so I did the Snapchat filter thing. I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, can we talk about the fun stuff we did this weekend?
We did a lot of cool stuff. What else did we got? No, I've got one more gripe. We're still griping. We got the Cowboys dog that got stolen. Now, if you see the lady with the little white dog, I put it on our Facebook. The picture's up there. It's on Twitter. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Because this is a local Colorado story. You look for that dog. It's in Westminster, I believe, is where the dog disappeared at. The laundromat called the Shiny Sheets Laundromat or something.
You don't know the name of the...
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know.
Don't put one in there.
Can we talk about faulty products?
Ugh.
You want to talk about it?
No, not really.
Making returns.
I hate making returns.
So we got you a really nice sewing machine. Oh, and it's beautiful.
It's so
sleek.
Nice.
It's like black lacquer.
I like it
so much.
It's
made out of metal, and it's... It looks
it
like
doesn't
it's
doesn't work.
Fast. So the first one we get, it's got a hitch, and it's giddy-up. So as you're trying to use it, it like...
It just freezes
and has like a...
I'll be sewing. Yeah, not sewing. My machine still sounds like it's sewing, but
right.
The needle is not moving up and down.
So it's like got a flat spot or a spin out on the cable,
and then
the chain, whatever.
You got to try to get it unjammed.
Mechanism that makes the thing go up and down.
Oh, I'm so bummed.
And that's just not even on a difficult stitch on a hard material. That's just right there doing test stitches on a piece of fabric.
Yeah.
So we call the company and they're
now,
like...
I made things on the other machine.
Right, you did.
I did the pants. I mean, I made several things on the machine just to see if
right,
it would get better.
Right, kind of maybe work out the bugs
right,
of
right.
the new
the,
machine.
The oil grease got to
yeah,
get
exactly.
warm.
Right, makes sense.
You know what I mean? Whatever. And no.
It only got worse.
It got worse.
It got worse and worse and worse. And it was kind of spinning out, kind of like as if you had a bad clutch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
so then, call them. Great. Oh, they're so nice. They send me another one.
No, they like send you another one and say, oh, that other one, just box it up and take it back to the store.
Yep.
So not a problem.
Yep.
Get the new one. You're so excited. Oh, it's
so excited.
It's just as pretty as the first one.
Yep. Oh, working beautifully.
For what, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, for like a whole day. And then,
no, this new one didn't even last a whole day.
Yeah, well, no, it did the exact same thing the very first day.
Yeah.
So I got it out of the box. I hooked it all up. I start sewing. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's going to be great. It's going to be rare.
Yep.
Did it again.
Exact same thing.
Exact same thing.
So I'm telling you, they know that it's a bad product.
It has to be something in the design flaw, right? Well, anyways, I have severe anxiety about...
Making the return. Do you feel like they're going to think you're trying to swindle them or something?
Maybe.
Or you're doing something
know.
They're going to
I
think you broke it? Or you just don't like complaining at all?
Nah, I don't like
But
that.
You're not complaining. I mean, this is a legitimate
I
thing.
Know.
We spent
a lot
legitimate
of money.
Money. Multiple families across this country came together.
Can't it just work?
Yeah, exactly. You paid for it, is what Daddy says.
Yeah.
And
right? And I should have no qualms about it. And the company is not going to have any qualms about it. They're just going to be like, okay, what do you want to do? You want to send you another machine? You want to get your money back?
And the fact that you're 2 for 2 on this machine,
they'll
that
pay.
Means there's a lot of these machines coming back.
Right.
You know, it's not just it's not just you.
And I know how to sew.
And you've
so
read the book.
So I guess that's it, too. It's like, I don't want them to think, oh, well, are you breaking the machine? You don't even know how to use it? Yes, I make thousands of things.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, even on this machine, I just got this machine, what, on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Got it on Friday, and I've already, before, in working it all out and trying to see if it's going to be good, I made 3 things.
Right.
You know,
just testing it.
Yeah,
right.
And it just does the same
well,
thing.
Well, but now it's
thing.
Doing the same
oh.
thing plus something else.
Plus something
this
else.
This has got an added yeah. bonus of yeah. freaking messed upness.
Yeah. Well, and when this one came, and I took it out of the box and I turned the wheel, it was on one stitch, but sewing a completely different stitch.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And so then it was just like straight out of the gate, like, motherfucker, come on.
Yeah. I do remember that.
So.
So this is the issue.
I thought about taking a video, but I shouldn't have to. I mean, you just turn it on and try sewing with it. It's going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And you shouldn't have to take a video. It take you at your word. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you that when I called the first time and was like, hey, this machine is having a problem and we need to figure something out. The lady was like, 1 second. She came right back and was like, what we're going to do is send you a new one right now.
Right, which you makes you that, think that, they that know.
It's on a flag list.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get your money back, and we take that money and go somewhere else.
Okay.
And we invest it in something else.
Yeah.
And we get you maybe what you're used to. Because this was my purchase. I ventured out into a different brand sewing machine thinking that maybe, you know, it would help. Not help, but just mix it up. You know what I mean? You've been using Singers. You've got 7 Singers over
there. I know. That's all I use.
So for me to go out and try and buy a different brand.
I have Singers and a Brothers.
Right. Well, I heard this brand was very nice and it was strong and good machine.
Yeah.
But now we should have just stuck with the brand.
Yeah.
That's just sometimes what you do.
Yeah.
You just stick with the brand. A Singer is a Singer.
Yeah.
You want,
and it's good.
Know, it's good. Yeah. You want a sewing machine? Get a Singer.
I just wanted a more industrial sewing machine.
See, and lady, little Cupcake likes Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Brothers too. Never had an issue with Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I have so many sewing machines that I have used to death, literally to death. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the last sewing machine that I had, it didn't give me any troubles until this last fashion show.
Yeah, which is about 500 plus or 1,000
garments. Probably more than that.
Down the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before any kind of problems.
I've been using that sewing machine for 10 years. I mean, like on a regular basis, like every day.
And that was a basic Econo model.
Yeah,
that was a really inexpensive
so
machine.
Cheap one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used it to death.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the machine, we're going to get her exchanged, and we're just going to go back to the basics, and we're just going to get you a badass Singer.
Yeah, and I'm going to go to the sewing machine store and, mm-hmm. and just look at what their industrial machine looks like there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, I don't know, the Singer just might be the way to go.
I say you know what you're going to get.
But
this is not a commercial for Singer, unless you're from Singer and you're hearing this. Give us a call. But,
I just should not have feel the anxiety about
no,
it, right?
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, it has a warranty. I could do the warranty, but I don't want to do the warranty because I don't want to be stuck with the horrible sewing machine that they just keep,
over and over.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I have to get stuff done. And
yeah. And you can't have any kind of problems like this halfway through a custom jacket.
No.
You know what I mean? You just can't. Mm-hmm. You can't get half a sleeve on and then all of a sudden your machine's... And you're pulling stitches out. You're ripping seams.
Well, this one, what it's doing now with the thread tension, I mean, that is a compromised stitch. It won't hold anything.
You could be shaking someone's hand, the sleeve comes right off.
Your pants split. Yep, exactly.
And that's no good.
Yeah.
So don't have anxiety, babe.
All right.
That's what's it called? Commerce is.
Right.
And the place we bought it from has a very, very generous and liberal return policy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is great. You don't like it, you bring it back kind of.
Right.
Thing. It's not the Gap where you can bring it back for life. But REI, I think, is like 10 years or some crap. And maybe it is life or something. I don't know. There are some places that you can, and that's even used. I read a story one time, a guy took back a pair of a shirt to the Gap from the 80s.
Huh.
And they gave him a refund.
Huh.
Might have been store credit.
Interesting.
You get store credit at that point.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's it. That's our negativity of the day. And it's not really even that negative other than the fact that, damn, you just want to be sewing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just want
to be freaking sewing. And your other ones all kind of need some sort of service, so you can't bust out an old one to kind of do what you want to do.
Well, I can an old one.
Yeah.
But then it's just still...
Well,
you want
your new machine that you got at Christmas to be making you make stuff, helping you make stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we'll fix it.
That's it. So
stay tuned on the sewing machine.
So it's mildly negative, but mostly a positive story.
Yeah, stay tuned on the sewing machine
saga. All right. The sewing machine saga will continue.
Yeah.
And that's it. And now we can talk about the wonderful weekend that we had.
Okay.
Such a good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
We had a great Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We made some dinner. What did we make? French dip
in Instapot. Yeah, in Instapot.
Now, someone came to my work today and is an Instapot lady, and she made some Instapot chicken.
Uh-huh.
Like it was like an Asian sauce chicken kind of thing. It looked very interesting, and all she did was took some frozen chicken breasts, threw it in there, put the sauces on, cooked it for 15 minutes, cut them up, put it next to a salad. Boom. Dinner. There's some salad. Got that salad out of a bag and that chicken out of a bowl. What I don't know that I like about that. I get it. You're busy mom. Oh, crap. I forgot to take the chicken out. You can throw it in the Instapot and you can do it up. But for us, we don't. That's no excuse. We should not be forgetting to thaw meat. I like the saute. You know, I like to kind of brown it before you Instapot it.
Yeah, but you don't generally do that to your chicken.
Who doesn't?
You don't generally brown your chicken and then cook it.
We do.
No, we don't. We do that to the beef and to the meat.
But chicken you just throw in the oven?
Usually, yeah.
I guess I mostly cook it in the pan.
Yeah.
When I used to do the dressing
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, yeah. I retract my problem. Thanks for working that out with me.
You're welcome.
Let's try it.
Yeah,
let's throw a chicken breast in there because we got the Instapot party coming
up. I've done that already.
What?
Yeah, I've already cooked frozen chicken in there.
Oh, where was I?
Working.
Oh. Well, I like being a part of when you do new things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll wait next time.
You won't. You don't have to. Okay. Well, that's cool.
It was for the dogs.
I'm really excited about the Instapot party.
Yeah, me too.
That's coming up Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll see who comes.
If you've received the invite, check your Facebook page.
Yeah.
There's an invite for the Instapot party. Yeah. Please respond.
Yeah.
So we know.
Yeah.
How many power strips we need.
Right. Right. And then we'll have another one in February.
Yes. Another
with
one.
With the remainder of the people who wanted to come.
That's going
to
be a love pot party. An Insta-love pot party.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mm. Honey. Wow.
You're funny.
Yeah, it'll be good. But we have to decide what we're going to make.
Right.
I think we should make like a lobster mac and cheese.
Okay.
Okay. Now we just need
the lobster. That's for next weekend. We were going to talk about what we did this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. Yeah. We had so much fun.
You already said that.
Because Friday we did something and I got distracted.
Yeah.
Man.
And then Saturday we had to go to the stock show.
Saturday we went to the stock show. First of all, Saturday morning, Dina Jo came over to the house.
Yes.
And brought me the super kick-ass cowboy shirt.
Yep.
For which I sang the national anthem while wearing.
Yes.
I got a lot of compliments on that shirt. I'd just be walking down the people and be, hey, nice shirt. Stuff like that. Whoa, nice buttons. I got that. Snaps. They're not buttons. So I got to thank Dina Jo. Thank you so much for letting me borrow your shirt. It was an awesome shirt.
It was.
And it worked out really well. I looked good in it.
You look good.
It did need a hat, though. I think that shirt, you got to have a cowboy hat. And maybe a cowboy would look good in that shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to say. It was a new look for you. I didn't know. I thought, oh, yeah, you're way more a tie-dye guy.
Yeah.
Than a cowboy guy.
Yeah, I'm more hippie.
Yeah, I like it. Sure. That's fun. That was super fun. And then after that, we went to a super fun party.
We did. I went to my work, my new work's holiday, post-holiday party.
Yeah, they do it after the holidays.
Year-end celebration, kind of. That way it's a completely non-denominational, ambiguous gathering for the end of the year and no specific holiday recognition.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And that was awesome because we did some bowling.
Yeah.
Which we never bowled.
We haven't bowled in forever.
Never bowled. And last time I bowled, I feel like I broke my finger because my middle finger got stuck in the hole. And
you did break your finger.
It swelled up real, real fat that night. And I almost couldn't get my ring off.
Yep.
And then I couldn't wear a ring on that finger for a couple years.
Yep.
So I feel like I may have damaged my middle finger. But that's okay. It's fine now.
Yeah.
Because I tried it out on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we did some bowling.
That was great.
Yeah. We should do it again.
I almost broke 100.
I know, but you beat me. You had 70.
No,
you had 80.
I wouldn't have. We'd been even.
Well, you had 84.
Yeah.
You know, you threw it just any good as well as I would have.
Yeah.
You know, you threw two strikes.
I did throw two strikes.
Yeah, so.
And I got a bum shoulder.
Yep. And you bowled an 84.
I did.
And I bowled a 70. No, an 87.
Uh-huh.
And I was a 74.
No, you were 79.
Okay, well, I did better than I thought.
We had so much fun, though. It was Excellent. Really great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And then we came home and finished off a bottle of absinthe.
Yeah, and yeah, we did. We did do that. But that was only like a shot and a half.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Two Which is probably ones. Enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Absinthe, because it is 110 proof.
Yeah.
And but we also have now figured out a way to make our own sugar cubes.
Yeah.
So that's
worked
fun.
Real well.
It did work well.
I just was experimenting.
Yeah. Well, how did you know?
I make it up and it works. my super smart brain just knows how to do stuff.
Brilliant. Yeah, the absinthe. I don't know I don't know. I mean, it's been in the closet a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tastes like really concentrated NyQuil. It's the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching. I think I just drank some absinthe medicine.
<It is. laughs> But that was fun. We had a fun night.
Yeah, that was good. That, and maybe we'll try that again sometime.
Yeah, and then on Sunday?
Sunday morning, I got up and we went to the auction.
Yeah.
Went to breakfast.
Oh,
we went to breakfast at Littleton Cafe. It's all Becky.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. What's up, Gaga?
Love that place.
And I needed that screwdriver.
Yeah.
Kind of get my head clear that morning. Got my absinthe off.
Yeah. Dry. Just absorb it. Soak it up.
I couldn't imagine drinking absinthe like full time.
Like your drink?
Like Picasso did. And
yeah.
And some of those crazy poets and artists did in the 1800s. Late 1800s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They were wacky.
They liked
But I guess it fended off the syphilis.
Yeah.
Once you got the syphilis, I think you were stuck.
How did it fend off the syphilis?
Because you're drunk and you didn't know that you
were
raging.
Oh, that you had it.
You're raging.
Gotcha.
It didn't fend it off.
Gotcha.
It made you feel better about yourself.
Because you were going crazy. And you thought, I'm just drunk.
That's not the syphilis. I'm drunk. Come here, baby. Because syphilis is pretty bad.
Yeah,
back then,
it'd make you go crazy.
Now I think you get a pill. I have no idea.
Try a shot.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. A shot. Maybe with ongoing pills.
Maybe with ongoing pills. Maybe so. That's funny.
But that was cool. Sunday. Saturday night, went to the stock show. After we got the thing and when I sang the national anthem, it was awesome. I love singing the national anthem at the stock show.
Yeah.
Because everywhere I sing the national anthem, people are like, yeah, national anthem, and really into it and accepting it. And you know, they're really there. They're vested in it, you know.
Yeah.
But nowhere like the stock show.
Right.
Well, Elks Lodge too, but when the stock show is different because there's so many people there.
Yeah.
You know, and so I did that Saturday night, and then I'm doing it again.
On Sunday.
On this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. This was an add-on.
This is an add-on. They just asked me if it's their final event.
And the person canceled.
Why would you cancel?
I don't know.
I would never cancel.
Maybe something happened.
Yeah, maybe something happened. I'm sorry if something happened to you. And so I'll be doing it at the draft horse pull.
Right.
Yeah, the draft horse pull. So it's kind of like tractor pull for horses.
Right.
With a race at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Because they start out and they're doing it, and then they got to come back together to one single dart.
Down the center.
Down the center, back into the starting gates.
Yep.
And it is scary sometimes.
And you can't lose any of your hay.
You got to keep your weight on there, the hay bales. So they pick up two bales of hay. The dude jumps on, gets the hay. He's got to ride it. He gets the next, jumps off, throws the bale of hay on there. And then he's got to ride that around the corner.
No, it's like four or six bales of hay.
I have no idea.
Because
it's a
lot.
Because
they have to, yeah. And then they sometimes, I think it's like six.
Yeah. So four on each stop maybe. So eight total.
No, I think it's
three
like.
Three on each.
I think they pick them up at the beginning. They throw them on the sled.
Yeah.
Because they come out and there's nothing on their sled.
Right. They have
so
to
they
load it.
So they come out, they have to load it. And then they have to go out and then race around because you go in and around, and then that's where you go all the way down to the end, and then you gotta make it through.
Exactly. Then they race through the gate.
Yeah.
At full speed with a trailer.
And they can't lose any of their hay.
Yeah. Or the guy.
Or the guy.
The guy. So there's two people, a driver, and then the loader.
I think we watched a woman do it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. She was the driver, I think.
It's so amazing.
It's
sometimes
scary.
Those guys will like, sometimes they'll do one bale of hay at a time as fast as they can, or they'll do two at a time. And that, because they're like over 50 pounds.
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up a bale of hay in a while.
And they're big. They're not like the little tiny bale of hay.
No, it's a full on bale.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd never seen that event, but it was very exciting.
Those people at the stock show work so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a labor of love. It is absolutely a labor of love what they do there. I mean, even when you go down and watch them blow dry the cows, you know, that it's just like, man, it is so much work. Just like, imagine traveling with your pet, right? Your dog. You're traveling with your dog.
Yep.
You got to have the leash. You got to have the food. You got to have the toys. You got to, if they have a crate, you have to have the crate.
Yep.
You have to, now imagine doing it with 20 cows.
Just one cow.
I mean, the amount of food that I was watching that lady move, I thought, holy balls.
The commitment is insane.
It is insane. And they work so hard. And yet they're so happy. They like what they're doing.
Yeah. I would much rather be a chicken person than the cow person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot less stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We watched the Chicken People movie.
Oh, that's true. That dude brought like 25 birds or some crap.
And there, that was a lot of stuff. A lot of cages. A lot. And they had to groom them too.
Any obsession, you go nuts.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot that woman said that she was going to wash like 25 chickens in one day.
Yeah.
Like 8 hours of chicken washing. Yeah, I'd forgotten that. Screw that.
And I mean, it's amazing. But
I wonder how long it takes to get those cows that look like a little fluff ball.
Like they look like a stuffed animal.
That was pretty impressive, those cows.
They look so soft.
They're so fluffy and soft. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a soft cow.
The one guy is like standing there blow drying his cow, drinking a White Claw, blow drying his cow.
That's how cowboys do it. We drink a 2020 Zima. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's 2020 Zima. And I drank a lot of Zima. I was a Zima guy.
That's funny.
You would probably guess that because I had the hat too, but you're too young for that reference. So, hey, nice hat. Have a Zima. That was the commercial.
I remember Zima.
Because the guy in the commercial was wearing like a, I don't know, like a fedora of some sort, which was very similar to the hat that I wore at the time.
Oh, of course.
I was very popular in the hat community. And I wore a lot of hats.
That's funny.
Yeah, I did.
People should go to the stock show, though.
You should go to the stock show.
Go and see it.
If you've never been.
Oh, like we saw the Wild West show.
Wild West show.
And that was pretty amazing.
That seemed like a lot of dangerous horse activity down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those
the Westerners,
running
they were
at full
hanging
speed.
On the side of the horse, upside down, doing spins, doing flips.
Doing figure eights.
Yep.
You know, figure eight. They cross like that. One misstep. One horse gets pissed.
Yeah.
It's a 12-horse
pile.
Horse pile.
And then those one
no one
people,
wants to be on the bottom
the
of that.
21-person pyramid
on
the back on of
the
horses.
Horses, which are crazy.
You know what was the cutest? Was the little girls on the little mini ponies. And they come out and did their little fire, you know, go around and go through the ring of fire.
Yep.
And all while standing on their backs.
Yep.
Two horses. That was super cute.
Yeah, that girl's young.
Yeah.
She's like 10 or 12?
Yeah, one was 10 and one was a little, because there was two of them. One was
that's
a little,
not safe. Put a little 10-year-old standing
whatever,
on the back.
Whatever, man. She commanded those horses.
It was two horses. She had 1 foot on each horse, and she's riding them around, jumping over fire rings.
As fast as those little mini horses would run.
Little miniature ponies.
Mm-hmm. That was super
just
cute.
Just about the size. What, now, would it be as cute if she was riding Doberman Pinschers or
you
Great
don't
Danes?
Ride Doberman
I'm just
Pinschers.
Saying they were the same freaking size.
Nah, they were more like a Great Dane.
Okay, well, Great Dane.
Yeah.
Well, here she comes out on two Great Danes out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Brendel. Oh, that's a cute puppy like that.
The Great Danes can't support her weight.
What the?
That's why it's a horse.
A Great Dane. Okay.
I understand your reference, but the horse is a lot bigger.
Someone's calling in.
There's a lot more girth.
It's Avi, I believe.
Hello?
Hello? What's that was so close to being the right thing.
There it is. That's the ring.
I think that a horse can carry as much weight on its back as a miniature pony, especially a big Great Dane.
What? You just said a horse, a miniature pony.
I believe a Great Dane could carry, a full-grown Great Dane could carry as much on his back as a miniature pony.
I disagree. I think a miniature pony's back is a lot stronger.
Really?
All the way around. Hmm. It's got more muscle going around the back straps of the back. I think it's just stronger.
Really?
Yeah. I do. And have you ever pet one?
From which do you glean this horse knowledge of yours? I've never pet no horse. Well, I've been on a... No, I've never pet one.
No, I have not. They're solid and they're...
I have.
You know, and a dog, it just doesn't have that.
Great Danes are pretty solid. What about a
Mastiff, maybe.
Mastiff or a St. Bernard?
Maybe a Mastiff, yeah. One of those. Because they're going to be thicker in the muscle area.
What about those mountain dogs?
Why does it got to be a dog?
Well, because it wouldn't be as cute.
It's a pony. It's a cute little mini pony.
Exactly. It wouldn't be a cute
Give
little
her
dog.
Give her a little pony. She'd do good on it. Jeez Louise, man.
Well, it tortured them ponies.
We tortured a dog.
Well, that's why you wouldn't do it. That was my point. Exactly. You made my point.
Don't torture the dog.
Don't torture the pony.
You didn't have a point.
My point was that you say it's cute for them to ride around standing on the back of a little tiny horse,
yeah.
But it wouldn't be
She's
okay if it was
like
a dog.
70-pound girl. So split that between the two.
It wouldn't. But
it's like 35 pounds on each horse.
My point is, you wouldn't think it was as cute if it was a dog.
No.
You would think it was mean.
Yeah.
Well.
But did you see the dog pool?
No.
That post that Paula shared?
I didn't see
it. Because it was happening at the same time as what we were doing. And so she posted like a pit bull pulled like 1,500 pounds.
Well, now this is getting out of control. What the hell are they doing down there? You got girls standing on horses and dogs pulling cars.
Oh, my God. You sound like your dad right now.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
This is anarchy. Some sort of animal.
Anarchy, and I love it.
Oh, Glenn double fingering. I don't know what he's talking about. But apparently, he's hungry.
He's hungry. That's funny.
No, I was unaware. Now, I knew the pit bulls are very strong, right?
Yeah.
So they could support a young girl running through a fire ring.
Yeah, but they pool. They don't.
Oh.
They're more of a pooler, you know? You're so funny.
Holy crap, man. That dog is pulling a sled full of, like, bags of sand.
I told you.
That ain't cool.
That's amazing. They're 38-pound
dog pulled 1,500 pounds. Wow. This is 3,100-plus-pound sled.
Yeah.
1,500-pound sled plus
pretty,
the 31. That's
amazing.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. I don't know that that dog's going to be tired. He's going to have arthritis. That dog's probably going to have some arthritis.
Maybe. Who knows? They're trained.
Wow.
Who knows?
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, that was fun. The Wild Wild West show was cool, and it creates a lot of debate, apparently. There was also...
It doesn't. You made it all up.
The Native American dance.
That was amazing.
The ring dance, I think, is what they called.
Yeah.
He took all those... I want to call them hula hoops, but I'm sure that's not what they're called. But they were ring, hula hoop type apparatus.
Rings, yeah.
And then he wove them all together and made a big giant globe.
Yeah.
That was
sphere.
Very cool. Sphere.
Yeah.
He made a hoop sphere.
Yeah, that was very cool. And that's what they do. They
travel around.
They do competitions.
Yeah, these are real people.
Family.
Right. It's not just like people in costumes coming up and putting on a show. Like all of those horsemanship things they were doing, that's their real deal. I mean,
well, that was the Mexican riders or whatever.
Yeah. They called them not Chicharrones, churros.
Yes.
Churros, because it made me think of that snack that's fun and cinnamony. A churro. So I think
they were amazing too.
They were really good. And they also did the crazy horse acrobatics and like running around in between each other. It seemed very close and dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were crazy. Good. They did good
crazy,
job.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Anyways, support your stock show.
Support your local stock show. And Western Ears, they are awesome.
The Western Ears were amazing. Those girls, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then the commitment that they all have. Yeah, absolutely.
They're so young and so committed to their animals.
Yeah.
We saw them all in the parade.
Yeah.
When that was when they were in their dressed up stuff.
Yeah.
Which was a different outfit that they were wearing. Because
last night they just had on.
They're riding
stuff. When we saw them, they just had on.
Yeah.
Whatever. And they were doing the crazy things, spinning off the side of the horse, hanging upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So far, their hands are in the dirt.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
What if one of those horses stepped on their hair while it was dragging on the ground?
It didn't drag. Their hair was all braided.
Oh. That's so that it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Because you know what? It happened once. That's why they braid it now.
Yeah.
Way back, Martha Kinshaw. She was the first Western Ear lady.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Anyways.
So I'll be singing again this weekend at the Western Stock Show. Come and see it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be Sunday, the 26th at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And I believe that's also in the Clinch Arena. Cinch.
Cinch.
Cinch, not Clinch.
Yeah.
Cinch Arena.
Yeah, Cinch Arena.
Yeah, so come. Get your tickets now. They're very inexpensive. And come early because I'm going to go early this time. No, yeah, we're going to stay afterwards.
Afterwards,
because we're going to watch the event. Because the vendors were awesome. There was some really great vendors and stuff. And hopefully we bought some stuff and they'll hopefully still have some when we go back.
Yeah.
And we'll buy some more.
And buy more.
More and more and more.
More and more and more.
I might even get a cowboy hat. Maybe that last day they'll be trying to liquidate those hats maybe.
Oh.
Dropping the price down.
I don't know. Don't
half
you
a hat?
Just think they're going to another state?
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the stock show travels, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Okay. If you would like me to sing the national anthem for you guys, I won't be singing the national anthem for anything that Glenn Daly is doubles doing for.
Yeah.
Going on. But if you have an event going on you'd like for me to sing the national anthem. Yeah. Then you just let me know. You can reach out to us at everythingswallowpodcast at gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And we actually had someone reach out now for a request for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
For me to come out for a 5K charity run.
Yeah.
And so those are the types of things
that you would be interested in doing.
Yeah, those are the types of things that I am interested in doing. And I, you know, just come out and stuff like this, I think it would be fun to participate in the 5K.
Yeah.
You know, maybe sing the national anthem and then everyone takes off and then get down in there and do the 5K too. Because 5Ks are nice.
Yeah.
What is that? A little less than 3 miles?
It's like 2.5.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So,
not bad.
Yeah, it would be fun.
It would be fun.
So maybe that would be great. You could see us out there. They're for great causes. If I'm going to do one, if I'm going to sing for something like that, it needs to be something that's not just like, you know, a benefit to get old Bob a better pickup.
No.
I want to do it. Although I'm not against
this
Bob,
one that they want you to do is for mental health.
This is to bring mental health awareness.
Yeah.
And they do
and
several.
Give them help.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They help do all funds. Kinds. Yeah.
Funding for research and all that stuff. And it's not just, this one is the Shamrock Stampede.
Yeah.
Was the one that specifically was asked about. But they also say they coordinate or participate or do a bunch of throughout the year.
Yeah, they do the turkey one.
Yeah, you said the Hard Rock or the
Turkey Rock.
Something like that in Castle Rock.
Turkey Rock.
Yep. And a couple other ones that seem very cool. So that's the kind of thing I would like to do. So if you have an event you want me to sing at, you let me know. Plus, wedding season.
All right.
If you would like for me to come and do a traditional or unconventional ceremony for your wedding, just hit me up.
Right.
Everything Swallow Podcast. I'm affordable.
Yeah.
And fun.
And fun.
Yeah, just a buffet ticket, a couple drink tickets.
You don't know. You don't know. Oh, Klingon.
I do not know.
So you can't do one in Klingon.
I cannot do one in Klingon. But if I had enough notice, I could probably learn it. Klingon is translatable. I think Google Translate has a Klingon option.
Oh, yeah.
English to Klingon. Yeah. So I could still, I could get it and I could learn it.
That's funny.
So you guys, if you need it, you just let me know. All right. What else?
You could just do it, record it, and translate it.
Yeah.
That's funny. What else?
No, I had to take a drink because my mouth, I'm dry. I'm really excited about this. We need to thank some of our patrons and just say what up.
Okay.
Just acknowledge that our patrons are still out there. They're still donating monthly.
Love that. Thank you.
And, you know, it seems insignificant because maybe you're only donating $5 or so a month, $13 a month, $10, whatever you're giving. And but it does count. You know what I mean? It adds up. It helps us fund this podcast.
Yes.
And the equipment needed to take care of it.
Yeah.
And to maintain it.
Yeah.
We're still working on getting to a point where we can get our own website going so that we can house all this stuff in one place.
Right.
But as of now, we are all over the web.
Ooh, exciting.
You pretty much can't go to a webpage and not hear this podcast.
Oh, I love it.
That's what I've
Where are we? Can we know?
Yeah, of course you can know.
Tell me.
Well, we're right here on Podbean.
Yes.
And this is where we like to be because we can do these live podcasts, which is great. But I just want to say we're able to do that because of people like my mouse totally died on me for some reason. Because of people like Carrie, and we've got Emily and Alligator and Shell and Disney Jason and A-Rox and Jules and Josie and Dina Joe and what do we got? Silver Sun and Wild and Paranormal and Mike and another Shelly and Josie and
Classy Little Cupcake
and Carlos and Christy and Scott Cole and Scott and Jason and Brad.
Danielle.
And Annie and Aunt Yellow and Shmata and Amber and Danielle.
Amanda.
And what else is next? We got
Brad.
That's the last one. Brad. Did we say Brad? I think we got them all. Without those guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We couldn't pay for the subscription. And so thank you.
Yes.
If you want to partner with all those people, please do. And you
become
can set your limit. You become a patron and do what you like at $1 a month or $1,000 a month, whatever you feel is right for your bank account. And that would be awesome.
Yes.
So Podbean is one of the places you can go and you can do that for us and listen to us on Podbean. You can also listen to us on YouTube. Go right to our YouTube page. Just look for Everything Swallow. YouTube, Everything Swallow in your Google search. Boom.
Boom.
You got our YouTube page.
Boom.
And it's audio only. You just click the play button and just let it play, and you've got that going. Also, we're an iHeartRadio app.
Ooh.
A lot of people use that for music. Why? Why? Why music when you could listen to us?
Right. We're so much more funny.
Radio.com app as well.
All right.
Yeah, that's an awesome app if you like one.
If you like
apps, Stitcher. We're on Stitcher,
which
is another app. We're on Spotify.
Yeah,
it's huge.
That's
tons
great.
Of people use Spotify.
I use
and,
Spotify.
And CastBox is another very popular podcast application.
Interesting.
But any podcast application that you're using that's not on this list, because there's tens of thousands of these apps, we're there. You just look for Everything Swallow in one word, and ba-doom, we are right there. Apple Podcasts. We are so far up the internet's butt that everyone knows we're there.
That's right.
It's like we're like a fisher
on
the internet.
What the hell? A fisher on the asshole on
the internet. Yeah, that's what we are. We're just everywhere, and you just can't get away from us. Yep, you just Google our Everything Swallow,
that's
all one
so
word,
fun.
And bam. You can see our photos, our pictures, our Instagrams, our Twitter accounts, Facebook. If you want to be on this podcast via phone or in person,
yeah.
You just email us, Everything Swallow Podcast. Our doors are open to everyone. That's why we do it on this platform, so people can call in, they can interact.
But you
can come right here.
If you have something you're passionate about.
And sit at this table.
If you have something you're doing, come and talk with us about it.
Let
us know.
We are kicking into 2020 in a new way, so we're going to start just ramping up the guests.
Yeah.
And we want to have all people from all walks of life and every kind of weird thing that you're up to, we want to have you here on this podcast.
Yeah, come tell us about it.
Because this podcast is alive and it's growing as we're doing it.
I'm Shayna. Tell me your story.
Yes, Shayna's story time. we're going to do listener events. Like coming up this weekend is the Instapot party.
Right.
You know, and a large portion of those people coming to that Instapot party are people that we've connected with just from this podcast.
Right.
We don't know them.
No.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know what they're cooking.
We don't know what they're cooking.
And we're just going to let them bring their Instapot right over.
Yeah. Bring it in and cook something up
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. And we're also, what else? I had one other thing, the Instapot party. When all of a sudden I thought, that's right. We are letting strangers in our house with a bomb.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So don't even worry about that. We'll be fine.
Right.
But come be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to do retreats. We're going to do camping trips. That's what I was saying. We are going to do some stuff this summer. What are you doing? Why would you chomp down on a Jolly Rancher right now when you're using your mouth?
Because I wanted it.
Jolly Rancher.
Doing that.
You know what a Jolly Rancher sounds like when I put it in my mouth?
I know.
Until it's gone.
I know.
Yep, that's exactly not me. What I do. So bongs are totally okay. But exactly, B-O-N-G, those are the ones we prefer.
Right.
We can't.
You can bring one of those too.
Exactly. Shayna's going to ramp back up Saturday Sex Talk.
Oh, yeah.
In February.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a Valentine's Day Saturday Sex Talk is in order. Maybe let's talk about what you like to do to your partner in the bedroom. Maybe we'll
For
talk.
That?
Yeah, we'll talk fetishes.
What?
You know, fetishes and foreplay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how long does foreplay really need to be? Minute, maybe two. 2 minutes, couple pats on the head.
You know what? It depends on what you're doing. You could be edging.
Well, edging, well, that's, yeah. I guess that's still foreplay.
Yeah.
Then that could be a four-hour foreplay session.
Right.
Okay, see? These
you
are
could
things,
be doing tantric.
Yeah, yeah. So you could be practicing tantric sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You
good
know?
Sex talks. If... We're not going to do a sex education talk on this. We're doing so. No kids. I don't want your kids listening. This ain't the birds and the bees.
Well, you should probably listen to it before they
do. This is the leather and lace, not the birds and the bees.
Yep. Little pink cheeks.
I don't know that you would want any child to listen to any of our episodes. But you parrot your way, pal.
That's right. That's right.
And so we're excited about the future. Find us on one of these platforms. Listen to us if you feel so inclined. You know, $1 a month or so to us as a patron would be really generous for you, for us, and we would really appreciate it. We are still sending out tie-dyed socks for those who are becoming a patron just as a gift. And we're going to start doing more patron stuff.
Yeah.
Patron-only content.
Patron-only.
Yeah. Those are our drunken podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, not everyone should hear those.
No, and we haven't had the space to do one in,
right.
in a minute, but got yeah, the this, space back.
This house is going to be completely cleansed, and as
this house is clean.
Clean. That's right. I got to get write that down. I'm
going to
grab that. I'm grabbing that clip because by the end of this week, there will be no, this is officially an empty nest home. No one else lives in this house. But you and I.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, and Daphne.
Well, the dog. The dog lives here.
Daphne.
But that's, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to change everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to fire back up the podcast and the guests. And then we can just have freedom and nothing.
Absolutely.
No, where everybody can be comfortable.
You can wear your house coat.
Wear your house coat and come over and be comfortable. Have some cocktails.
Amen.
We're going to do some Bloody Sundays.
Oh, I know. Well, you can't do Bloody Sundays.
Oh, yeah. I work.
Yeah. We could do them on Saturday, though.
We could do Bloody Sunday afternoons.
Late in the evening? At
yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
But then you gotta.
I gotta. Oh, smash. Oh, but then I gotta. But I could do the. Oh, but then this thing. I got a thermos. So that would be fun. Okay. So email us. Be a part of what we're doing. Let's get excited. Let's grow this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone we naked podcast all
the time,
Glenn. And we do it a damn good job. Oh, wait, he's got a request. Oh, I don't have cheering. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. You know it. Give us a follow. We'll follow you, man, for sure. And let's have fun.
Let's have fun.
And let's get physical.
Physical. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So now you were shimmying real nice there. Here we go, everybody. That's right. Shimmy it on. Get those shoulders up high by your ears.
I don't put my shoulders
I
up.
Do.
You go up and down.
Oh, that's how you do it? Oh, they go up and down.
Yeah.
Wow.
You go one and then the other and then the other.
Woo. Oh, my gosh. Oh. It's happened. It happened. Woo, there's the other one.
That's right.
This podcast is turning out to be very nice. We'll start doing some video podcasting very soon.
Yes.
We might have to start with patrons only on those.
Yeah.
Because the first one will probably be a house robe podcast.
Right. House robe podcast. Okay. Not the see-through ones.
No. It's cold in here.
It is cold
in here. Nice terry cloth one with some socks.
Those are for summer.
All right. We love you. Have a wonderful day. You know what? Today is feeling like a fun day, so we might just throw in an episode later. So keep your ears on.
Keep your ears on, good buddy. 10-4.
Bye, Danny. Thanks for being
here. Swallows will be back.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for Classy Little Cupcake and everyone else who was here. Please share.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
I don't know.
Nah, let's just dance. Just dance. Maybe that. My shirt might fall off.
Ooh, mine just did.
Ew.